This morning on WCHL, a property tax rate increase is coming to Chapel Hill, after all, in order to give Chapel Hillians what they want and need.
For them to be deferred many years into the future, I think, makes them more of a dream than a reality.
Council members aren't happy with the county.
This is totally unacceptable to me, that the process and the outcomes. I think the outcome isn't any surprise because of the process that they're using.
And the Moronega Candy Company is ready to break ground on its new facility in Orange County. These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill Carborough traffic and weather together. NWCHL Championship Sports, a look back at the very successful UNC women's tennis season. And
think me nuts, but I like the Spurs, and pretty quickly.
That's this morning in our Chansky Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's morning news with Ron Stutz begins now.
71 degrees at WCHL 607, the beginning of a really nice day. Partly sunny with a 50-50 chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, however. Our high today in the upper 80s, not quite as warm as yesterday. Chapel Hill Town Council members say a 1 cent property tax rate hike is needed next year to help the town add to its debt capacity and build big projects sooner. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has details.
Chapel Hill faces more than $158 million worth of unfunded capital needs, yet the town can't borrow money until 2017. With that in mind, town council members last night informally agreed it's time to replenish the town's debt management fund by raising the property tax rate 1 cent next year. Councilmember Matchakovsky said it will help pay for amenities like parks, greenways, and bike paths that town residents want sooner rather than later.
Those elements, to me, are very significant quality of life considerations, what makes people feel good about where they live. For them to be deferred many years into the future, I think, makes them more of a dream than a reality.
A penny on the tax rate generates about $755,000 in revenue for the town. Business Management Director Ken Penoyer told the council each penny's worth put into the debt fund translates into approximately $10 million in additional debt capacity. Other big-ticket items on the capital projects list include a new police station, new fire stations, a waste transfer station, and park improvements. The council also wrestled with the question of how to raise money to support affordable housing. Ultimately, council members settled on a plan that falls just short of the $755,000 funding goal, but doesn't add to the tax rate. The council agreed to delay a solid waste transportation pilot project and spend $355,000 worth of development fees from the Ephesus Fordham area, in addition to the $188,000 already in next year's budget. This will be the second property tax rate increase in 2 years for Chapel Hill residents. Last year, the council approved a 2 cent increase that was split between Chapel Hill Transit, solid waste fees, and the newly expanded library. The council will formally vote to adopt the budget on Monday. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM. WCHL.
Also at last night's work session, town council members sounded off about Tuesday's vote by the Orange County Commissioners to fund rural curbside recycling out of reserve funds, while asking the towns to levy a $59 per household fee for that same service. Mayor Mark Kleinsmith said the move jeopardizes future collaboration with the county on solid waste and recycling.
You know, we made a decision 2 or 3 months ago that we were all in it together. Well, I think we did that with the hope that by this point, we were actually going to be in lockstep, that we were going to have a plan, countywide plan, that's going to move forward, but we don't.
Council members argued the majority of the money in the Solid Waste Reserve Fund was contributed by the towns, making it particularly unfair to subsidize recycling pickup for county residents while charging urban households. They say they won't agree to levy the town recycling fee in light of Tuesday's vote. Instead, the council is asking commissioners to consider funding both rural and urban recycling pickup for next year from the Solid Waste Reserve Fund. While this would drop the county's $3 million contingency fund down to $1 million, town manager Roger Stansel told the council that's not their problem.
At this point, it's totally the county's issue, so they would have to find a way to pay for that liability.
Chapel Hill officials last year investigated the cost of hiring private contractors to handle trash and recycling pickup, but council members agreed to try to maintain a 15-year partnership with Orange County in hopes of furthering the community's solid waste reduction goals. Town and county officials were drafting an interlocal agreement to spell out how that might work, but Stansel told the council that process ground to a halt recently as county leaders threw their support behind a task force instead. County commissioners voted to create that task force on Tuesday, stipulating that a commissioner would act as chair and inviting Chapel Hill, Carrboro, Hillsborough, and UNC to participate, along with five residents. Councilmember Jim Ward called the process flawed.
This committee that I'm just hearing about, we had no input in that. This is totally unacceptable to me, that the process and the outcome. I think the outcome isn't any surprise because of the process that they're using.
In a rare move, the Orange County Commissioners will reopen the issue at tonight's work session and likely vote on a new funding plan. WCHO News Time, 6:11. More news in just a moment.
This is Kit Ballew of Franklin Street Realty.
And I'm Sammy Martin. Over the last 15 years, thousands of you out there have worked with us to buy or sell property, and you always come back and you always refer your friends and family to us.
We are grateful for that loyalty and never take you for granted. This message really isn't for you. In fact, you guys hum quietly to yourselves. You know who you are.
This message is for those of you who don't have the kind of relationship with a realtor that we have with our clients. If you are buying or selling property this spring, you owe it to yourself to call Franklin Street.
Obviously, we prefer to be the only call you make, but if you're looking around, we should certainly be on your short list. Do this. Go to our website, check us out, give us a call.
FranklinStreetRealty.com. Our phone number is there, our agents are there, the bus schedule is there.
The buses here are free.
Yeah, and all kinds of cool links to local stuff.
Local, you mean like us, locally owned and operated?
Exactly. Not just another pretty faceless corporation. Franklin Street Realty at 929-7174. Why would you call anyone else?
Summertime is upon us, and your friends at Glass Half Full Restaurant, Wine Bar, and Wine Shop invite you to enjoy lunch or dinner outdoors on our beautiful garden patio. As the season changes, so does our menu and wine selection. Glasses of copper-colored rosés shine beside fresh spring greens, fragrant herbs, and crisp new vegetables from the farmer's market. And our pitchers of icy cold sangria return. Patio weather is here. Come enjoy at Glass Half Full.
At Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace Headquarters, we are thrilled with the tremendous response to our hot, fresh coffee, but we need to clarify a few points. Cruiser's brews fresh coffee and discards any that doesn't get enjoyed while fresh. This not-so-fresh coffee is not available for purchase and resale by other coffee shops. Though Cruiser sells coffee shop quality coffee using 100% Arabica beans, we cannot provide the snooty service often associated with coffee shops. And although our taste rate guarantee is a wonderful start, we cannot guarantee that the rest of your day will be perfect. That, my friend, is up to you. Fresh, great-tasting coffee, guaranteed, only at Cruiser's. Good to go.
Good morning from 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL. You're waking up with Ron Stutz. And remember, we're your station for the Tar Heels.
And in a continuation of what we told you earlier, the Orange County Commissioners will take up budget discussions for the first time since hearing from the public last week. Hundreds of parents, teachers, and students came out last Thursday to ask the board to fully fund the budget request of both school systems, the Chapel Hill Carrboro City School System and the Orange County School System. The current budget includes an additional $2.9 million split between the Orange County and Chapel Hill Carrboro systems, but that falls far short of $6.8 to $7.3 million school administrators say is needed to balance the budgets. The work session gets underway at 7 o'clock tonight at the Southern Human Services Center on Homestead Road. Governor Pat McCrory, the Orange County Commissioners, and the City of Mebane break ground today on the 120,000-square-foot Morinaga America Foods facility in Mebane. Morinaga owns candy and confectionery production facilities all over Japan, China, and Taiwan, with sales offices around the world. It's considered Asia's answer to Hershey's, Mars, or Nestle. This establishment represents Morinaga's first production facility outside of Asia. The ceremony is set to start at 9:30 this morning at the site on Wilson Road. The speakers attending the event include Governor Pat McCrory, Chairman Gota Morinaga, President of Morinaga America Foods, Inc., Toshiaki Fukunaga, Board of County Commissioners Chair Barry Jacobs, City of Mebane Mayor Glendale Stevenson, and Consul General of Japan in Atlanta Kazuo Sanaga. Orange County Director of Public Affairs Carla Banks elaborates on why Mebane was chosen as the location for Morinaga.
When they decided they were going to embark on setting up a facility in the United States, they did visit other communities. They ultimately ended up selecting Orange County because of the quality of life.
Banks also speaks on the overall impact that the Morinaga facility will have for Mebane and Orange County as a whole.
From an employment standpoint, the startup of their American facility in Mebane will bring 90 jobs over the next 3 years. I think the framework of MEVIN is going to start changing as we're bringing in infrastructure for water and sewer and pretty much paving the foundation for future economic development projects.
And in news around town this morning, UNC and two other universities have received a joint grant of $7.75 million from the Howard Hughes Medical Institute to promote diversity in the STEM fields, science, technology, engineering, and math, STEM. The grant is to enhance existing programs and increase the number of college students in STEM fields, particularly underrepresented low-income and first-generation students. Carolina will use the grant to expand its Chancellor Science Scholars Program, launched in 2013. The program provides scholarships, mentoring, and other support to students in STEM fields. Chancellor Carol Folt announced earlier this year that she would double the size of the program from 20 students to 4. Once again, STEM stands for Science, Technology, Engineering, and Math. The other two universities besides Carolina sharing the grant are Penn State University and UMBC, the University of Maryland, Baltimore County. Carolina's program, as well as Penn State's, is modeled after a similar program at University of Maryland, Baltimore County. WCHL News Time, 617. Time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL. This traffic report brought to you by Grimble Jewelers. And not a lot happening in traffic so far this morning. Usually that is the case. That certainly is true today, too. Not a lot of volume out there, but that situation will certainly change in a little while. And Rand Northam is in the newsroom. He'll be reporting on traffic, keeping a very close eye on it all morning long. Tweet us at WCHL or call us in the newsroom, 919-967-8363. If you know of something we're not reporting, and you can become a WCHL Road Warrior. And the Grimble Jewelers is the place to go to get your engagement ring. You've been thinking about it for a long time, or maybe a custom piece you've been dreaming out for years. Grimble's is always there for you. Chapel Hill's premier full-service jeweler, Grimble's, in the Village Plaza next to Whole Foods. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather. It is 70 degrees in Chapel Hill right now, partly sunny with a 50-50 chance of showers and thunderstorms. High today in the upper 80s. Kind of a warm, muggy day. Not quite as hot as yesterday. High about 88. Tonight, partly cloudy with a 20% chance of showers and thundershowers. Low tonight around 65. And then tomorrow, we're looking at partly sunny skies with the highs in the low 80s. Looking ahead just a little bit. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a low in the low 60s. And then for your weekend on Saturday, partly sunny with a high in the middle 80s. On Sunday, partly cloudy with the high in the middle 80s again. And we've got a lot of clouds moving in here on Monday, on Sunday night and Monday, but we're not going to worry about that right now. But that's our forecast for right now. A pretty good forecast, actually. More like a summertime forecast than a spring-like forecast, to be totally honest with you. WCHL Championship Sports. Good morning. The record-setting 2013-2014 season for the national runner-up Carolina women's tennis team has come to a close now, but with a youthful squad and an infusion of fresh incoming talent, the Tar Heels have a very bright future. WCHL's Matt Oakes reports.
Head coach Brian Kalbas cannot say enough positive things about the milestones recorded by his Tar Heels this season. And who can blame him? Carolina completed the NCAA tournament run of its life.
We had never beaten Stanford in our program's history, and they were defending champions. To beat Stanford the way we did it was really monumental for our program, and getting to the finals was a first for us. And in the finals, we played a really talented UCLA team who was number one pretty much all year. And when you look back on it, it was a truly a special run to the finals for our team and our program.
But Coach Kalbas knew he had the makings of a special team way back last fall. He says it just took the team a while to mesh and find its identity.
I knew we had, especially at the beginning of the year, we had the ingredients of a special team, and you just didn't know when it was going to come together. And I think it took a while for our team to kind of find the niche between a talented freshman class and a senior class that had really came through for us in the past.
Once all the players grew comfortable in their positions on the squad and the team dynamics were settled, Carolina locked in and suddenly had the makings of a national championship contender. Coach Kalbas credits the late season surge to the spike in play at the bottom of the singles lineup from senior warriors like Tessa Leones.
And then at the end of the year, you know, when it came down to it, the NCAAs, when it really mattered, the depth was really a strength of ours, winning at 5-6 against UCLA, and then really every point down against in matches in the NCAA Final 16 quarters, semis. We won some big matches at the bottom of the lineup.
Carolina's freshman sensation, Jamie Loeb, who was named the ITA's top singles player of the year Wednesday, finished with a dominant 53-4 record this season. But what's even scarier for future Loeb opponents is that Coach Kalbas believes there are areas of her game that can still improve.
But I think there's still a lot of motivation. She's the kind of player and person that always wants to get better, and there's a lot of areas in her game to get better. And as a coaching staff, you know, in a program, you know, we feel we can do a lot of those things to make her more of a complete player. And then, you know, that's what's really special about her, is that she really has room to improve and has the desire and the work ethic to do that.
A strong incoming recruiting class, ranked number 6 by TennisRecruiting.net, should only further enhance Carolina's depth. Coach Kalbas says the program is on the upward swing.
To me, when you bring in those kind of players with those kind of aspirations, you have a really strong quality work ethic and attitude and professionalism like Jamie and Haley have given to our program this year. So we're really excited. So it's really exciting that, you know, what's happening with our program right now.
Next up for the Tar Heels is a summer of rehabilitation, regrouping, and competition. Whitney Kay and Caroline Price are nursing some nagging injuries, while Loeb is aiming to improve her ranking on the professional circuit. But when the Tar Heels reconvene in the fall, Coach Kalbas and the rest of the team will be primed to take it one step further in 2015 by hoisting up a national championship trophy.
They can get back to, you know, physically, you know, 100%, where we can kind of really build towards a strong year next year.
Matt Oaks, 97.9 FM, WCHO.
Let's talk about football for just a moment. The Carolina Panthers signed first-round draft pick Kelvin Benjamin and third-round selection Trey Turner on Wednesday. Terms of the deals not disclosed. All 6 of the team's draft picks this year are now under contract. Benjamin, the 28th overall pick, had 84 receptions for 1,506 yards and 19 touchdowns in a couple of seasons with Florida State, including the winning 2-yard touchdown catch in the Seminoles' BCS National Championship win over Auburn. Turner, the 92nd pick, started 20 games and played in 25 during 2 seasons at LSU. As a sophomore, Turner was a second-team All-Southeastern Conference selection, starting 13 games and leading the conference with 21 blocks, resulting in touchdowns. And Carolina Panthers defensive end Coney Ealy has quickly adjusted to one aspect of being an NFL rookie, the off-the-field rituals. Veteran Charles Johnson whistled Ealy over after Wednesday's workouts, handing the rookie his helmet to carry the quarter-mile walk from the Panthers' practice field to the locker room. Ealy says everybody's got to go through it. Carolina's coaching staff hopes that Ealy, a second-round pick, adjusts just as quickly to his on-the-field responsibilities. Ealy says the Panthers are getting real deep into the playbook. He says, quote, he says, now it's a matter of balancing everything up between knowing what to do when you're in the classroom and when you transition on the field. And Naismith Hall of Famers Sylvia Hatchell of North Carolina and C. Vivian Stringer of Rutgers meet December 4th in the ACC Big Ten Women's Basketball Challenge. Hatchell, who missed last year while battling leukemia, leads active coaches with 935 career wins. Stringer's 929 wins ranks second, according to Stats LLC. Rutgers joins the Big Ten this summer with Maryland, which leaves the Atlantic Coast Conference and plays Notre Dame, including ACC member Louisville host Iowa. Other matchups are Duke at Nebraska, Indiana at Boston College, Minnesota at North Carolina State, Florida State at Purdue, Wake Forest at Michigan, Virginia at Illinois, Pittsburgh at Ohio State, Penn State at Syracuse, Northwestern at Virginia Tech, Wisconsin at Miami, and Georgia Tech at Michigan State. The ACC so far is 6-0-1 in the event. Again, that is Sylvia Hatchell of North Carolina versus Vivian Stringer of Rutgers, meeting December 4th in the ACC Big Ten Women's Basketball Challenge. A couple of really good basketball teams squaring off to begin the season. That'll be a great exposure for Carolina's basketball program. 6:25 at WCHL.
The Osgood File, sponsored by AJC. This is Dave Ross, and for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. Their numbers are dwindling, and on the 70th anniversary of D-Day, many of the men who stormed the beaches that day realize this may be their last chance to come back.
I'm proud to be here to help see what has happened.
Charlie Wilson is one of them, and you'll hear his story after this from David Harris of AJC.
If the Palestinians want peace with Israel, they have a strange way of showing it. First, they undermine Secretary of State John Kerry's valiant efforts by bypassing the negotiating table and trying to internationalize the conflict. Now, tragically, comes the next nail in the coffin of the peace process. This week, the Palestinian leader, Mahmoud Abbas, announced a deal with Hamas to form a so-called unity government. That's the same Hamas that's on the U.S. and European Union terrorism lists. The same Hamas that refuses to recognize Israel's fundamental right to exist. And the same Hamas that's aligned with Iran and other forces virulently hostile to America. No wonder so many Democrats and Republicans on Capitol Hill are speaking out against the latest Palestinian move. It brings a terrorist group into the fold and further complicates the search for peace. Bravo to those officials who see this truth and express it. To learn more, visit AJC.org. This is David Harris of AJC.
Paid for by AJC. Charlie Wilson still remembers the time, 6:30 a.m., as he landed in the first wave on Utah Beach. He was 18.
I was scared to death, and I was shaking. And I was wondering, are they going to kill us?
His mission that day was pretty simple. Once he landed on the beach,
get off this daggone beach and get out of here and never look back.
Charlie is 88 now and might never have been able to come back to Normandy because as a school principal in Kentucky, he retired at a salary of just $19,000 a year. But the French government offered to pay his way so that the grandchildren of those he helped to liberate could meet him in person to say thank you.
I will always remember his emotion. It was really breathtaking.
And American students got a lesson, too, because accompanying Charlie to Normandy was a group of high school students from George Rogers Clark High in Winchester, Kentucky, who could look at the beach, look at those cliffs, and walk through the German gun emplacements and wonder just how those 18-year-olds did it.
If we can't show this kind of respect to someone who is willing to lay down their life for people they don't even know, then I don't know what kind of respect that we can give people.
Thank you. We will never forget.
All veterans are my heroes. I'd still go back today if I had to, because I'm still, any kids around here, I could still kick butts if I had to.
And I think he means it. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.
Do you want to know the most affordable secret for anti-aging? Sunscreen. Daily use of sunscreen will help prevent photo-aging such as wrinkles, broken blood vessels, and brown spots, as well as skin cancers associated with sun exposure. Carolina MediSpa carries several different options depending on your needs and skin type. Everyone should be using a sunscreen that is SPF 30 or higher with broad-spectrum UVA and UVB protection every day. Stop by Carolina MediSpa today for a sample of a sunscreen that's right for you. All sunscreens are 20% off in April and May.
Downtown Chapel Hill begins here on the plaza at 140 West Franklin Street. On Saturday, June 21st, don't miss Summerfest from 2 to 6 p.m. Summerfest will feature all kinds of children's activities, plus live kids music by the Water Lilies at 2 p.m. Parents, your turn comes at 4 p.m. with live beach in Motown by Chapel Hill's own Low K Sun. For more info, go to 140westfranklinplaza.com. Summerfest is proudly sponsored by WCHL and DSI Comedy Theater.
Chapel Hill Carborough Meals on Wheels wishes to thank all the sponsors of Dining for Dollars, a fundraiser that will be held June 5th at Hickory Tavern in Carborough. We especially appreciate the support of Performance Subaru, Hickory Tavern, Silverback Asset Management, and Food Logic. You can learn more about this event by visiting chcmow.org or calling 919-942-2948. And, as usual, many thanks to WCHL for caring about our community.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Refinements Resale Boutique. It's 50% off, $20 worth of merchandise available now for $10. Refinements Resale Boutique for Women is the place to shop brand name clothing at a fraction of retail price in their new location just 1 mile north of South Point Mall in Sutton Station off Fayetteville Road. Pure shopping bliss in a relaxed, organized, and soothing atmosphere is what Refinements is all about. And it's available for a limited time. So buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
Wake up every morning with one of Chapel Hill's leading action adults, Ron Stutz in the morning news. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
6:30 at WCHL. Time now for your Chapel Hill Carborough weather, brought to you by Five Guys Burgers and Fries. It is 70 degrees in Chapel Hill, partly sunny with a 50-50 chance of showers and thunderstorms. Our high today in the upper 80s. Going to be a warm, muggy day, more like summertime. Tonight, partly cloudy with a 20% chance of rain and the low in the middle 60s. And tomorrow, we're looking at partly sunny skies with the highs in the low 80s. So, pretty warm weather and a big chance. Five Guys Burgers and Fries. Burgers not your thing? Enjoy Five Guys Grilled Kosher Beef Hot Dogs dressed with any or all of 15 free toppings. Five Guys, Menomot Village in Chapel Hill. Check them out.
Chapelboro.com is more of what you live here for. If it's happening where you live, you can find it on 97.9 FM, WCHL's website, Chapelboro.com.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett. In a report paid for by GM, that carmaker will today attempt to reconcile what happened when millions of cars were subject to recall. WWJ's Jeff Gilbert covers the industry.
Why didn't GM engineers connect the dots when they knew they had defective ignition switches and airbags that didn't deploy? Why were cars that were recalled for a number of other issues not recalled for these more serious problems? Also, how far were the problems taken up the GM management chain?
Gilbert says this document may detail the corporate mindset present just a few years ago.
The report will likely shine a light on a very different General Motors, one that was spiraling into bankruptcy and focused heavily on cutting costs. We'll find out how that impacted engineers who had to make very difficult decisions. Also, why were GM's own policies violated and who may lose their job.
The Wall Street Journal says senior management will be cleared and the report will apparently show the absence of a cover-up. CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
WCHL News, Talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
6:32 at WCHL. We have 70 degrees and the beginning of a really warm day. Big chance of rain later on in the day. I'm Rod Stutz. Chapel Hill Town Council members say a 1 cent property tax rate hike is needed next year to help the town add to its debt capacity and build big projects sooner. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has details.
Chapel Hill faces more than $158 million worth of unfunded capital needs, yet the town can't borrow money until 2017. With that in mind, town council members last night informally agreed it's time to replenish the town's debt management fund by raising the property tax rate 1 cent next year. Councilmember Machikovsky said it will help pay for amenities like parks, greenways, and bike paths that town residents want sooner rather than later.
Those elements, to me, are very significant quality of life considerations, what make people feel good about where they live. For them to be deferred many years into the future, I think, makes them more of a dream than a reality.
A penny on the tax rate generates about $755,000 in revenue for the town. Business Management Director Ken Penoyer told the council each penny's worth put into the debt fund translates into approximately $10 million in additional debt capacity. Other big-ticket items on the capital projects list include a new police station, new fire stations, a waste transfer station, and park improvements. The council also wrestled with the question of how to raise money to support affordable housing. Ultimately, council members settled on a plan that falls just short of the $755,000 funding goal, but doesn't add to the tax rate. The council agreed to delay a solid waste transportation pilot project and spend $355,000 worth of development fees from the Ephesus-Fordham area, in addition to the $188,000 already in next year's budget. This will be the second property tax rate increase in 2 years for Chapel Hill residents. Last year, the council approved a 2 cent increase that was split between Chapel Hill Transit, solid waste fees, and the newly expanded library. The council will formally vote to adopt the budget on Monday. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM. WCHL.
Also at last night's work session, town council members sounded off about Tuesday's vote by county commissioners to fund rural curbside recycling out of reserve funds while asking the towns to levy a $59 per household fee for the same service. Chapel Hill Mayor Mark Kleinsmith said the move jeopardizes future collaboration with the county on solid waste and recycling.
You know, we made a decision 2 or 3 months ago that we were all in it together. Well, I think we did that with the hope that by this point, we were actually going to be in lockstep, that we were going to have a plan, countywide plan, that's going to move forward, but we don't.
Council members argued the majority of the money in the Solid Waste Reserve Fund was contributed by the towns, making it particularly unfair to subsidize recycling pickup for county residents while charging urban households. They say they won't agree to levy the town recycling fee in light of Tuesday's vote. Instead, the council is asking commissioners to consider funding both rural and urban recycling pickup for next year from the Solid Waste Reserve Fund. While this would drop the county's $3 million contingency fund down to $1 million, town manager Roger Stansel told the council that's not their problem.
At this point, it's totally the county's issue, so they would have to find a way to pay for that
liability.
Chapel Hill officials last year investigated the cost of hiring private contractors to handle trash and recycling pickup, but council members agreed to try and maintain a 15-year partnership with the county in hopes of furthering the community's solid waste reduction goals. Town and county officials were drafting an interlocal agreement to spell out how that might work, but Stansel told the council that that process ground to a halt recently as county leaders threw their support behind a task force instead. Commissioners voted to create that task force on Tuesday, stipulating that a commissioner would act as chair and inviting Chapel Hill, Carrboro, Hillsborough, and UNC to participate, along with five residents. Councilmember Jim Ward called the process flawed.
This committee that I'm just hearing about, we had no input in that. This is totally unacceptable to me, that the process and the outcome. I think the outcome isn't any surprise because of the process that they're using.
In a rare move, the Orange County Commissioners will reopen the issue at tonight's work session and likely vote on a new funding plan. County Commissioners will take up budget discussions for the first time since hearing from the public last week. Hundreds of parents, teachers, and students came out last Thursday to ask the board to fully fund the budget request of both school systems. The current budget includes an additional $2.9 million split between the Orange County and Chapel Hill Carrboro City school systems, but that falls far short of $6.8 million to $7.3 million school administrators say is needed to balance their budgets. The work session will get underway at 7 o'clock tonight in Chapel Hill at the Southern Human Services Center on Homestead Road. Governor Pat McCrory, the Orange County Commissioners, and the City of Mebane break ground today on the 120,000-square-foot Morinaga America Food Facility in Mebane. Morinaga owns candy and confectionery production facilities throughout Japan, China, and Taiwan, with sales offices around the world. It's considered Asia's answer to Hershey's, Mars, or Nestle. It's that big. This establishment represents Morinaga's first production facility outside of Asia. The ceremony is set to begin at 9:30 this morning at the site on Wilson Road in Mebane. The speakers attending the event include Governor Pat McCrory, Chairman Gota Morinaga, President of Morinaga America Foods, Inc., Toshiaki Fukunaga, Board of County Commissioners Chair Barry Jacobs, City of Mebane Mayor Glendale Stevenson, and Consul General of Japan in Atlanta, Kazuo Tsunaga. Orange County Director of Public Affairs Carla Banks elaborates on why Mebane was chosen as the location for Morinaga.
When they decided they were going to embark on setting up a facility in the United States, they did visit other communities. They ultimately ended up selecting Orange County because of the quality of life.
Banks also speaks on the overall impact that the Morinaga facility will have for Mebane and Orange County as a whole.
From an employment standpoint, the startup of their American facility in Mebane will bring 90 jobs over the next 3 years. I think the framework of Mebane is going to start changing as we're bringing in infrastructure for water and sewer and pretty much paving the foundation for future economic development projects.
Legislation that would move North Carolina's public schools away from Common Core academic standards is moving through both chambers of the General Assembly in Raleigh. The House voted on Wednesday in favor of a proposal to dismantle the standards for math and language arts and direct the State Board of Education to assemble new rules with help from a new commission. A somewhat similar Senate bill with the same result cleared the chamber's Education Committee earlier in the day. Common Core has been used for the past couple of years and will continue to be used until replaced by the board. Common Core opponents say the rules have led to confusion among teachers and students. Legislators opposed to the bill say they're worried it could ultimately lead to lower standards. State School Superintendent June Atkinson, her local counterparts, and school administrators are calling on House lawmakers to reject proposed Senate budget cuts to the Department of Public Instruction. Atkinson and administrators from rural and urban districts across North Carolina criticized the Senate proposal to cut 30% of DPI's staff, saying it would undermine the support the department gives to teachers. Atkinson said if the cuts were approved, it would result in a loss of 100 to 150 staff members of the Department of Public Instruction. Administrators said DPI helps them run their districts and function effectively with research questions, curriculum development, and technology support. Atkinson said DPI's work is designed to help and support teachers to teach more effectively. She said they cannot fill every role in the school and still focus on teaching students. Legislation making clear how North Carolina public school students and teachers may participate in religious activities or expression has passed the State House by a wide margin following lengthy debate over faith and constitutional rights. The House voted 106-9 on Wednesday night in favor of the measure, which is just one Senate vote away from heading to the governor's desk. The measure seeks to lay out how schools should comply with federal law and guidance on constitutionally protected prayer. It says students may share religious viewpoints and even distribute religious literature in schools with reasonable restrictions. It also allows school personnel involved in extracurricular activities to take a respectful posture during voluntary student prayer. Coaches, for example. Some legislators say they support the posture language, even though it's been struck down by courts elsewhere. And detractors have said that that could lead to multiple lawsuits. 641 at WCHL, Brian Thornburg has today's commentary. That's on the way. And Inside Carolina Athletics, following that on WCHL.
Hey, this is Dan Patrick from my friends at the Chapel Hill Restaurant Group. The group recently opened up a new restaurant. It's called Page Road Grill. Great place to meet friends in the middle of the triangle. They got fantastic southern cuisine. They got 20 beers on tap, plenty of parking, but they also offer a full catering menu. And they can handle any and all of your catering needs. They can do a small office event or cocktail party, or they can go big. They've actually catered events for over 1,000 folks. They can provide lunch and dinner buffets with feature menu selections from their award-winning restaurants. Mez, Squids, 411 West, 518 West, or Spanky's. They can also do boxed breakfasts or lunches or elegant dinner parties. And, of course, they offer an incredible selection of hors d'oeuvres and appetizers that will make any gathering a culinary success. There's only one problem they need to address. They don't go out of state, so they can't deliver to my man cave here. PageRoadGrill.com or click on catering. That's PageRoadGrill.com. PageRoadGrill.com.
A 2013 independent survey conducted by Home Care Pulse ranked Home Watch caregivers of the Triangle significantly higher than the industry standard in compassion, knowledge, reliability, flexibility, and overall quality of service. For 10 years, Home Watch Caregivers has helped over 2,000 families in our community, providing hourly and 24-hour personal care to people of all ages with all types of needs. Visit us online at homewatchcaregivers.com or give us a call, 919-960-6038. Home Watch Caregivers, let our family care for yours.
At Harrington Bank, it pays to be a customer. As your local community bank, we are working on the best ways to earn you more money, which is why we offer competitive CD rates like our current special of 0.5% APY for 9 months with a minimum balance of $500. Call or stop by one of our three convenient locations in Chapel Hill to learn which account is right for you. We are located in Southern Village, Martin Luther King Boulevard, and the intersection of Highway 54 and 40. Harrington Bank, you deserve banking like this. Member FDIC.
Hello, this is Eric Montross, and you're listening to the WCHL Morning News with Ron Stutz.
All right, Eric, 6:43 at WCHL. And coming up in just a few minutes, Freddie Kiger will be along with today's WCHL trivia quiz.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Brian Thornburg. I don't know about you, but I have so much admiration for our friends and neighbors who are participating in the Moral Monday gatherings in Raleigh. Many of our local religious leaders and elected officials have been in attendance, and the cause has gotten attention all over our state, the country, and the rest of the planet. But I want to do something to show solidarity and encourage our neighbors. Do you feel the same way? That you like what Moral Monday stands for, but don't necessarily want to go to Raleigh to get arrested just to show your feelings? I'd like to encourage you to go and support your friends. But if you don't, there's lots of ways to help push this movement forward. Check to see if your local elected representatives support Moral Monday and what it represents. If they do, let them know in a short call or email. If not, ask them why not and that you would prefer that they do. Politicians really pay attention when a constituent contacts them. You could also contact any of the organizations that are a part of the movement and let them know that you agree. You might even want to throw them a little donation to help keep them going. Even tiny amounts like $5 can help. Neighbors, the bottom line is we can all do something if we want Moral Mondays to succeed. If you're on social media, spread some good stories about the cause. Tell your neighbors on the street how you feel. You could even send a pizza to the gathering just to help keep them going. Be creative. It's worth it. This is Brian Thornburg.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Inside Carolina Athletics, brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
The Carolina women's basketball team will play Rutgers in the upcoming 2014 ACC Big Ten Women's Challenge. The game will be played on December the 4th. at the Rutgers Athletic Center in Piscataway. Not only does the contest match a pair of head coaches who have won over 900 games, but it's also going to be the first ever meeting between these two programs. Sylvia Hatchell, of course, a 2013 Naismith Hall of Fame inductee, is the active wins leader in women's basketball with 935 wins. Sylvia Stringer, meanwhile, has amassed 929 wins in 43 seasons, including 19 with the Scarlet Knights.
We all know you can't predict Mother Nature, and circumstances can change quickly, which is why your trusted choice agent wants you to consider purchasing flood insurance now before you need it. Without flood insurance, you have no protection if your home or business sustains damage. There's a 30-day waiting period for new flood policies, so don't wait. Get flood insurance today before you need it.
Brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA. To learn more about protecting your home or business, visit trustedchoice.com.
My name is Carson, and I'm 10 years old. I was just 5 months old when my daddy was taken away by a drunk driver. When I think about my dad, it makes me sad that I never got to know him. It would have been so cool to play basketball with him and for me to just be able to give him a hug. I didn't get to hear him say how much he loved me. I miss my daddy every day. If your plans include alcohol, please include a non-drinking designated driver. Don't you think every kid deserves to grow up with a daddy?
Freshman Jamie Loeb is the nation's top women's tennis singles player, according to the final ITA national rankings that was released yesterday. Classmate Haley Carter finishes her first season at Carolina ranked third, while Carolyn Price is 49th and Ashley Day checks in at number 97. In doubles, Carter and Loeb are ranked third, while Price and Whitney Kay come in at number 9. Loeb wrapped up an impressive season with a 53-4 singles record, including a 19-1 mark in the fall. As you remember, Loeb led the Tar Heels to a runner-up finish at the 2014 NCAA Team Championships.
Inside Carolina Athletics has been brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
647 at WCHL, and we'll have more about the tennis team coming up just a little while here next on WCHL Championship Sports. And next, we're going to check in with Rand Northam and get a look at early morning traffic.
This month, we are celebrating dads and grads at Great Outdoor Provision Company. We can help you find just the right gift that lets that special person know how much you appreciate them. Father's Day is right around the corner, so why not surprise Dad with a high-performance Yeti cooler or maybe a pair of Costa Del Mar sunglasses? Or outfit that hard-working graduate with a pair of Chaco sandals, allowing them to pound pavement, trails, and waves in comfort and style. Come see us. We're at Eastgate or online at greatoutdoorprovision.com.
AT&T asks, are you that guy? That guy who not only paints his face to cheer on his team, but then paints his entire torso? Well, you don't have to be that guy to prove your fanhood. Switch to AT&T and follow your favorite team like never before. It's much better than perusing the hardware store for this season's color palette of belly paints. You have the speed to get scores, stats, and highlights fast with AT&T. Rethink possible.
Visit att.com or store for details.
Spring is here, and you know what that means. Summer is right around the corner. You definitely want to look and feel your best, so Jersey Mike's Subs invites you to eat healthy with our 99% fat-free turkey. A delicious low-fat choice that's loaded with lean protein and great flavor, piled high with fresh onions, lettuce, and tomatoes, and served on our store-baked white or wheat bread. Eating one is a fantastic way to feel good about yourself. Order online at jerseymikesubs.com or call us at 919-918-SUBS.
It's time for traffic and weather together on WCHL. This traffic report is brought to you by the Carolina Inn.
Well, thank you very much, Ron, and a good morning to you. Traffic right now, seeing the usual delays that we do at this time. Really nothing major out there, but 15501 northbound and southbound. You might see a couple slowdowns between the Ephesus Church Road area and I-40. Again, northbound and southbound in that area. Really nothing major, though. NC-54 heading eastbound right now between Barbie Chapel Road and I-40, also seeing some minor delays. There is one accident to let you know about. It's not causing any problems quite yet, but there is an accident being reported on I-40. It's including a vehicle fire at, it's actually on Miami Boulevard at I-40, so you might see some delays around that area. Maybe not necessarily right on I-40, but at least in the area. Again, a vehicle fire on Miami Boulevard at I-40, so that's just west of the I-540 interchange. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363, or you can tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
I don't know why, but vehicle fires are a really serious deal. But,
they are.
But I always smile just a little bit when I hear about one, because Jeff Hamlin, who used to work here, had this incredibly long, involved story about it. About his car catching on fire.
Really?
Somewhere between Appalachian State University and here.
Yeah. I'm going to have to ask him about that
it's
one.
It's really funny. So, just picturing, I sort of conjure up the vision of John Candy and Steve Martin in Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Definitely.
With the car catching on fire and the side of the road. It's pretty much the same thing with Jeff.
Oh, Jeff.
Oh, it's really funny.
Love it.
He's such a funny guy anyway.
Yes, he is.
Hey, listen, thanks a bunch.
Thank
you. You look good today. I like your check shirt.
I appreciate
that. Just taking it, going out there on a limb, taking a little bit of a risk today.
That's right.
I love that, being creative.
Well, I'm feeling blue today. Yeah. I've got blue pants on, too.
Oh, really? Yeah. I hadn't noticed that, but it's blue and white check shirt.
Nice,
so.
Nice navy blue pants.
Well, hey, well, that's nice, too, I guess. But thank you so much.
Sure.
The Carolina Inn's Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar has brought you this look at traffic. One of only three Forbes four-star rated restaurants in North Carolina. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant is a favorite place for gourmet cuisine. So if you haven't been there, you need to experience it. WCHL's Chapel Hill Harbor weather brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. It is 70 degrees right now, partly sunny with a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms later on today. Our high today in the upper 80s. It's going to be really warm. Tonight, partly cloudy with a 20% chance of rain and the low in the middle 60s. Tomorrow, we're looking at partly sunny skies with the highs in the low 80s. Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. Serves fresh brewed coffee fast. It's guaranteed to taste great. Fill up this morning at Cruisers. Good to go. Time now for celebrity birthdays on WCHL. Yeah, we got a whole bunch of them to talk about this morning. Actor-singer Bill Hayes is 89 years old today. Broadcast journalist Bill Moyers turns 80, like him. Former Canadian Prime Minister Joe Clark, 75. Don Reed, one of the Statler brothers, is 69. Fred Stone, also known as Fred Stewart, a member of Sly and the Family Stone. He turned 68 years old today. Actor Ken Follett, 65. Financial guru Susie Orman is 63 today. Kenny G, the jazz musician, 58 years old today. Kenny G, to me, is sort of like Yanni. It just kind of goes over my head. Let's see here. Karen Cilius is 51. Actor Ron Livingston is 47 years old today. He's the guy who starred in Office Space. Singer Brian McKnight, 45. Actor Mark Wahlberg is 43. Actor Chad Allen is 40. Actress Liza Wheel, 37 years old today. Let's see here. Actress Amanda Crew, 28 years old today. And actress Sophie Lowe, who was on TV in Once Upon a Time in Wonderland. I don't even know what that is. She's 24 years old today. Got one local celebrity celebrating a birthday today. And boy, it's going to be a big celebration in Carrboro for this one. Jackie Gist has a birthday today. Happy birthday, Jackie. I suppose your birthday celebration will be 1 degree cooler than most. And I hope it's a really good one for you. Hey, James, pressure's on, buddy. Jackie Gist, happy birthday from all of us here at WCHO. We're going to make sure you get a $10 gift certificate from the UPS stores, Fordham Boulevard and Metamont, where they love taking care of their customers. 6:54.
I'm Ron Sutz.
Good morning. Good morning.
Nothing to do. I hear pigs and horses and dogs.
At the end,
stuff.
Yeah, and then he goes in right to 1, 2, 3, 4.
We're Sergeant Pepper's
lonely.
Sergeant Stutz.
We're Sergeant Kiker's Lonely Hearts Club.
Sergeant Schultz.
We hope you have enjoyed the show.
Which we haven't done yet.
We hope you will enjoy the show. Great song, man. Oh, love the sound of that as it's coming in.
What is your favorite Beatle album?
My favorite Beatle album, probably, well, I love them all, but probably Abbey Road.
Yeah.
I think Abbey Road.
Magical Mystery Tour. I'm kind of one of the, I loved the Beatles when they were in that heyday of pushing the envelope. Sgt. Pepper's, I'm sorry, Strawberry Fields Forever, Penny Lane.
Mm-hmm. Good stuff. Wow. Yeah, I mean, I can make an argument for just about all of them. Rubber Soul's terrific.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. Well, that pushed Brian Wilson to do Pet Sounds.
Yeah, Sgt. Pepper's terrific. But my favorite, I guess, is probably Abbey Road.
Well, that second side on Abbey Road, I mean, holy smoke. Just sit back and...
Incredible. I used to listen to it all the time.
The only solo Ringo ever played.
Yeah, it was. I love Ringo Starr's drumming.
Well, I mean, the thing that he did for Come Together was...
Yeah, I love his drumming.
But you know, on the very
so many
first
of the Beatles songs,
two that
totally
they did, Love Me Do, George Martin didn't want him to play drums, made him play tambourine. Well, he didn't think he was good enough. They brought in
ridiculous.
A studio guy.
The guy was so good. Ringo. It was just a distinctive way of playing. You listen to a lot of their songs. It's just really different.
Yes, it was.
All right.
Well, now we're going to segue to this category.
I don't know. How do we get off on this?
I don't know. Maybe listening to the Beatles would even be better, or any of your favorite music, with Fruit of the Vine.
Fruit of the Vine, okay.
Fruit of the Vine.
Da, 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 da.
Jimmy
Gilmer and the Fireballs.
That's right. Yeah.
Bottle of wine, fruit of the vine. When you gonna let me get sober? Leave me alone, let me go home. Let me go home and start over.
Sorry for that. Chablis.
Time's running out, ladies and gentlemen. The show is over.
Chablis.
Yes.
Is the northernmost district of what French wine region? Is that an unbelievable segue or what?
Really?
Chablis. This is Interlude.
I'm Don Grady.
Chablis is the northernmost district of what French wine region?
I do not have a clue.
At Harrington Bank, it pays to be a customer. As your local community bank, we are working on the best ways to earn you more money, which is why we offer competitive CD rates like our current special of 0.5% APY for 9 months with a minimum balance of $500. Call or stop by one of our three convenient locations in Chapel Hill to learn which account is right for you. We are located in Southern Village, Martin Luther King Boulevard, and the intersection of Highway 54 and 40. Harrington Bank. You deserve banking like this. Member FDIC.
Spring is here, and you know what that means. Summer is right around the corner. You definitely want to look and feel your best, so Jersey Mike's Subs invites you to eat healthy with our 99% fat-free turkey, a delicious low-fat choice that's loaded with lean protein and great flavor, piled high with fresh onions, lettuce, and tomatoes, and served on our store-baked white or wheat bread. Eating one is a fantastic way to feel good about yourself. Order online at jerseymikesubs.com or call us at 919-918-SUBS.
If you've been waking up with Ron Stutz for days or decades, you've heard the commentators. You can be one yourself. You don't have to be asked. Don't tell me you don't have an opinion. You get a minute and a half to sound off, and you can say about anything. Sidewalks too narrow or too wide? Trees threatened? The schools are working or not? If your concerns are broader, give them a local angle. Ever written a letter to the editor? If so, you've done most of the work. Make an appointment, come in, and read. If you aren't satisfied, do it over. You're in and out in 10 minutes. Stick to one topic. You can always do another. It's amazing that more people aren't standing in line. Imagine in our community where for every three people there are four opinions. Of course, if you do one, Ron may bug you to do more.
The lottery did not fund my education.
Come on, management. Respect your customers in this community.
Pay to park, thus pay to shop.
And this time, pocket change won't do it.
You're not going to get into liberal heaven by being run over by a Prius.
Are you kidding me?
The commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHF.
Freddie had to run out. He got inspired when we were singing a while ago. He had to run out and go home and listen to his Beatles albums. But the question was, Chablis is northernmost in which French wine district? The correct answer is Burgundy. And Pixie Stocking is our winner today. She's the only one that had the correct answer. Congratulations, Vicky and Pixie. Thank you very much. Pixie gets a $10 gift certificate from Cruisers. All right. It's going to be a really warm day. It's like summertime, not springtime, but summer. Partly sunny with a 50-50 chance of showers and thunderstorms. Our high today about 88 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy with a slight chance of rain in the low in the middle 60s. And then tomorrow, partly sunny with a high in the low 80s. Got a lead in to a hot weekend. It's 7 o'clock.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. Families of crash victims want to know why it took more than 10 years to recall cars with a deadly defect. GM's internal report is due for release 2 hours from now.
What do you want to see in this report?
The truth.
Live to CBS News correspondent Heather Bosch.
The report's expected to say GM didn't realize how dangerous a problem it had with its ignition switches because lower-level managers worked in isolation. They didn't talk to each other. Some, including the engineer who designed the faulty switch, will be fired. But the Wall Street Journal reports senior executives will stay. The report concludes.